Daniels. Coach, after defeating the Spartans for the third time this season by a score of 5-2, can you start us off with some of your thoughts on tonight's game?
Sure. First of all, it didn't feel like a 5-2 game. Obviously, it was 3-2. With about 10 minutes to go in the game, and then we got a couple goals there. Or we actually, 3-2 at that point. So I was real happy though from the standpoint that we had a lot of guys nicked up. I'm not saying major injuries, but there's some guy like Zernowitz will be out for at least a couple weeks, though. DiMartino had to miss tonight's game. Robertson, Schleter. We dressed Buzzio, but he only served two penalties. I mean, we were just, I think we were down to 10 forwards, and we got a couple defensemen out, so it just, we were really thin on the bench, and in some respects, I think it helped our guys. It kept them in it. We just basically rolled the three lines. But in other respects, it gets a little nerve-wracking. I was glad we never fell behind, too, because it takes, when you're chasing from behind, it takes more energy. And by playing with the lead, I think you're able to maybe conserve a little energy, let the other team start gambling and pressing to score. And I thought that was big. And then we ended up with six penalties. That's more than we'd like to take from the standpoint that, again, I thought it taxed a lot of guys. But we were able to use, we used Babinski tonight more than we usually do and bonus for killing. So we kind of stretched our bench out a little bit more than normal in terms of certain roles. You even got Dom's line, I think, on the power play at one point of the game. So we were able to utilize everybody a little bit more than what we normally would.
Bulldog Sports Network. Coach, 5-2, first off, congratulations on the sweep. Five goals here tonight by five different guys. Got to be happy with the offensive output here tonight.
Really happy, and it was good. It was good to see Dom get it. I think Dom could have had three tonight. He had plenty of chances and a lot of really good opportunities. I thought that line played very well. But it's really good to see the depth of this team when it comes out. And it's looking like we're going to get Kurzinger back in lineup. Hopefully this next week we'll have him back. And so now hopefully we can start getting some guy, backfilling some players into it. But along the way, we've really had a lot of opportunity to develop a lot of different players. And I think you look at our seniors in terms of Bonus and Ouellette, Alexander, and those guys in terms of helping to solidify a team that's really playing a ton of young kids. And there's a lot of pressure on us coming off of last season. And to be able to hold it kind of together as we just, at one point I think it was they had their top line out there, and I was looking. We had four, two freshmen D, two freshmen forwards, and a sophomore forward out there. I'm thinking, my God, it was inside a minute to go in the second period. I'm thinking that this is a situation that should never occur. But we did fine, and we got through it.
Bob Allen, Pioneer. Just talk about getting 6 points this weekend and how big it is. Getting a lot of points in a weekend is tough. Getting six is, great. Just talk about that a little bit.
Sure. No, it is. Right now, that's where the $1 million puts us three games over 500. I think that's now 5 out of 6, or is it 4 out of 5? Help me, guys. It's 5 out of 6 now wins. But and more importantly, it's 6 good games in a row. We've played 6 quality hockey games in a row. I also think C.J. Mott, in a 5-2 game, you wonder, well, how important was the goaltender? But, boy, did he make some big saves. It was a power play when it was 3-2 midway through the third period where they hit the guy cross crease, and he made an unbelievable leg pad. So talk about a key moment maybe, a pivotal moment in the game, a turning point. It was that save. I thought that really got – up to that point, I thought we were just trying to milk out a one-goal lead through the third, but all of a sudden, that was a big save. I thought it got the crowd into it, and I think it kind of was a little bit of a wake-up call for the team as well.
John Denny, U.S. College Hockey Online. Michigan State had a season-high 27 block shots last night. Can you talk about some of the adjustments you made leading to them only having 7 block shots tonight?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure we made any adjustments that way. Maybe our defensemen were a little bit more selective in the shooting and so forth. But I don't know that. I mean, certainly the coach, I didn't make any adjustments in that regard. I think the credit goes to the players for finding different ways to get the pucks through and on net versus having them blocked. But it certainly wasn't anything that I had brought up.
Harrison Watt, Fair State Torch. How big is the sweep heading into your matchup with number one Notre Dame next week?
Yeah, really big. It's really important. We've got some big games coming up here, whether it be Notre Dame. We're also looking at Western Michigan after that. I mean, I guess every week in the CCHA is tough right now. But, you know, to get those points, it's really good. And you know what? You can move a lot in the standings right now. If you can get two wins on the weekend. But conversely, if you're not on your game, you can fall a long way too. So, no, the sweep was really big. It's really hard to sweep in the CCHA right now. In effect, I haven't seen all the scores, but kind of getting a little gauge. You know, I'll be surprised. We may be the only sweep of the weekend. Just what the, you know, how difficult the CCHA is.
Dan?
Coach, just talk about how important it was to get Travis White back on the blue line, just a steady defenseman back there as a sophomore.
Wow, it's huge because when you look at the standpoint that we lost Arnauz and seeing earlier in the year when Arnauz was out, we had Whitey out as well, Travis White. And, you know, that combination, it was two of our best defensive defensemen. And it's not that the other ones can't do it, but, my God, they just were, you know, they're just coming off of junior careers, and now we're asking for a lot. So it was Arnauz now. It's great to have Travis. I really liked, and I hope we get Scotty back pretty quickly because I like Travis and Scotty together. Boy, what a nice shutdown pair of defensemen. Now all of a sudden you got Binkley and Simone coming off next, and those are two really good defensemen. And then you can get the freshmen where they should be all along and just, you know, kind of serving their apprenticeship, getting some crucial minutes, but not necessarily all the time. And so, but, you know, you look at the amount of time already, Dorr, seen on the ice, Schmidt, Anselmini, and O'Rourke. I mean, it will hopefully pay dividends down the road for us.
Yeah, you mentioned him. We'll stick the words right out of my mouth. Guys like Dorr, Connor Schmidt, Brandon Anselmini, freshman, growing up fast as well this season, playing, you know, a decent amount of minutes and playing pretty well.
Yeah, they are. And I think, you know, like any evolution of a freshman defenseman, they go through, you know, they're all pretty good players when they get here. And I think they have an overabundance of confidence. And then they go from that point to when they realize how good the hockey is, a little bit of a deer in the headlight type look, and then hopefully you break to the other side and they can start regaining some actual confidence that's born through success on the ice and not just through past history of them playing in previous leagues.
Bob?
It's 1-1 in the second period, and you score two goals, I mean, back-to-back, about minute and a half apart. Talk about the momentum switch with those goals, you know, so close together, and, you know, how that helped you?
Oh, big, really big. You know, there's no question it was one of, obviously, one's game. And I thought Dom's goal to put us up two was a big thing there. You know, and all of a sudden it's 3-1, it's two-goal lead. And like I said, too, that gave us some energy knowing we had a short bench. And then even though it got the 3-2 state score, really a very nice power play goal. I would like to, you know, we had a couple miscues on the PK there, but all in all, that was a beautiful power play goal they scored on. But still, now we still had the one-goal cushion going into the third period, and that's a big deal. Instead of going in 2-2, going in 3-2, they have to be the aggressors. And, you know, as long as we're good defensively, we should have gotten our opportunities.
Harrison?
Do you have the injury status on Justin DiMartino or anybody else for next week?
I got to think of everybody. DeMar's probable, I guess, if I can steal that term. Kurzinger's probable. Buzio's probable. Schleter's probably not. Zarnowson's probably not. Robertson's probably not. Is that everybody? Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks, King.
That's the head coach, Bob Daniels, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 5-2. Sweet Michigan State. Goodbye, Spartans. Out of Big Rapids and out of the CCHA here for the final time. The Bulldogs will play at Michigan State and at Ferris State. Two wins for Ferris State. Sold out crowd. Thank you to the 2,500 fans. Let's go back down and join the meet postgame press conference as players address the media.
Tell you what, we had a good
Andy Huff.
Good forecheck going on, and then Simone passed it down to Kane. Came in a real good feed, threw a couple of bodies right to my back door, and it wasn't hard for me to put that in at all, but, you know, it was good play with my teammates there.
Your unit, yourself, Corey Kane, Alexander, you also picked up an assist on Eric Alexander's goal. If you could just talk a little bit about your line mates.
You know, it's a big line, which is nice. It helps us on the forecheck, stuff like that. I think we do a good job when we need to, keeping the puck in their end, and stuff like that. But those are both two good players, and it's nice to have them on my line. They do a good job.
Thank you, Andy.
That was Andy Huff. We'll go back down and join Dominic Panetta in just a little bit here, who is also...
Next up is your number three star of the game, Dom Panetta, who scored his first goal of the season.
Thank you, Mariah.
Dom, first of the season, first of the career. Also, the game-winning goal, that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it did. It felt really good. I got a lot of weight off my shoulder after that one.
Just takes through the goal.
I saw Kletcher coming down the wing, and I figured he was going to shoot far pad. We've been playing together for a while now, so I kind of read that. He missed the net, so I was already over there. I just went over there and tried to get a shot on net because there was guys in the middle. I ended up going in. I didn't even know I scored. I just saw it go in, and I was like, somebody tipped it, and then everybody started coming at me, and I was like, oh, my God, I scored. So, yeah, it was a pretty cool feeling.
Same question I sort of asked Andy. Dakota on the right wing today, Nate Milam on the left wing today, whether it's Milam, Buzzio on the left side or whatnot. You guys just seem to be that energy line, listed fourth on the depth chart, but just bring that energy. You heard head coach Bob Daniels here tonight. You could yourself have scored three or four yet.
Yeah.
Plenty of good chance. If you could just talk about the chemistry of your unit.
Yeah, as of late, like I think the last five or six games, we've been really clicking. I think we have a goal a game. Whether it's Kletcher or Buzzio or me today, I guess. But Nate, to see Nate back out there, he's my roommate. It's nice to have him back out there. We have some good chem. We've had it since last year, so. I don't know, it's just exciting, you know, to start clicking and coach is starting to believe in us, so we're getting a little more ice time, and I appreciate that.
Bob?
Being the first goal, talk about, you know, you say the weight off your shoulders. Talk about the pressure. Do you feel the pressure? Does it come from coach? Does it come from your teammates? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I haven't scored a goal in 2 years, so there's quite a bit of pressure there. I hear it. My teammates are always in my ear about it, always making fun of me, poking fun, and I can deal with it. But now I got the goal, so now I don't have to listen to them. I know Coach Pham is always giving me crap on the ice. If I miss the net wide, he goes, that's why you don't have any goals. And I'm like, okay. So today I got it on net. And the funny thing is Coach always tells me to shoot low, and I think it went high glove. So I can rub that in his face a little bit.
John?
Talk about playing with your freshman line mates, and have you sort of emerged as a leader to them?
Yeah, it's nice. Kletcha has been pretty cool off the ice lately. He started out as more of a kind of out there kind of guy, but he's really meshed with us as of late, and everybody's starting to get to know him a lot better. And on the ice, it shows, like, he's just clicking with everybody, and he's playing his best hockey I've seen him play. And Buzzio also, just great hockey. Today, obviously, he couldn't play, but he was in there serving the penalties and did what he needed to do.
Thank you, Dom.
There's Dominic Panetta.